Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Baby, what you doing? Now it's late at night, but you're on my mind. You come through tonight. Daddy, I'm missing you. What's the word? What you trying to do? I'm trying to say what's up with you. Boy, if this was the talk, they'd tell our secrets. What went down in these sheets and they'd collapse at the sound of making love.
No place a teddy bear rather be here on a smooth Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the teddy bear. We're vibing here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Rebecca Howell. Thank you, my love, for joining us yesterday. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new single, No Lip, available on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. If those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this captivating singer, songwriter, Lord have mercy, Sky Verbs, new hit single, Hit Right, Lord have mercy, super talented. So on behalf of The Zone and myself, the Teddy Bear, it's my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm going to tell you something. You've been teasing us with singles here and there. We're waiting for a full entree, like an EP or an album. When can we expect this, my love?
It's in the works right now. The goal is by fall.
By fall, okay. Well, patience is a virtue. They say all great things come to those who wait. So we'll wait patiently. But the new hit single right now, of course, Hit Right. I wanted to ask you, as far as being a singer and also a very talented songwriter, what are some of the things that you find right now at this stage of the game that motivate you to excel to become a better artist?
Very simple. My family and my team, when one of us eats, we all eat, and we all have a common understanding and a goal, so we all fight for each other. This is bigger than me. My purpose is bigger than me, so whenever I'm in any doubt about myself personally, I just think of the bigger goal, and it keeps me pushing, keeps me hungry.
I want to touch on that, actually expand on that a little bit more when you mention your team, because a lot of artists that are just now getting in this game, getting in this industry, they really truly don't understand how essential it is to have a strong team, a strong foundation behind you. What has it meant to you to have that kind of foundation to help you propel and take your music to another level?
Well, the thing that everybody has to understand is the stronger the foundation, the stronger the career. Now, are we looking at trying to have a couple hit singles and get some clout, or are we looking at a longevity and a fulfilling career overall, where you're not just filled with riches, but also wealth? The common understanding of my team and I is, while we're chasing riches, we're building wealth. That's spiritual wealth, emotional wealth, financial wealth. They're all a part of it. So the stronger you build that foundation, the more successful you'll be overall, or else you'll get blown away. So we've taken the time for a long time to take those steps and build those blocks so that when opportunities do hit us, we can stand strong on our two feet and take it over.
Well, like my man Jay-Z once said, you have to have a blueprint in order to have a strong foundation. Lord have mercy. And it sounds to me that you it sounds to me that you definitely have the blueprint to success. And you also said something too that I find refreshing. Longevity. Because a lot of people get into this and they think it's a It's a instead of it being a marathon, it's a 100-yard dash, and it is a marathon. I also know you don't like to be put in a box. So what I would ask of you is this: people that are not familiar with your music, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
Purpose and soul driven is the foundation of who I am. I know that when people take a first glance at me and the music that I put behind that, they don't really line up in a lot of people's minds, except if you know me, you know that it all makes sense. It all comes from a deep-rooted purpose. And I'm a survivalist, and I am extremely transparent in my nature, and it's all about the story and the message for me. So when people listen to my music, they're getting to know me personally. I want to be relatable. I want to create a space where people can feel comfortable being themselves. To look at me and admire me is a beautiful thing, but I want them to look at me and see what they can accomplish the best inside themselves. And that's how I think I'll build longevity, because I'll always be saying something that needs to be said and that people can connect to. And that's always going to be something that people need inside of this industry. That's what music is for, right? You want to like connect to something.
Without question. Do you think a lot of times people come with as you said before, as far as appearances, do you think a lot of times people come with a preconceived notion because this artist looks a particular way, they try to label them and put them in a box and put them a certain genre of music? And if so, how long have you been fighting to kind of break out of that and say, hey, look, I'm more than what meets the eye?
My whole career, my whole life, actually, outside of music, is the same issue. However, I enjoy proving people's opinions about me wrong, and it's always going to be something that I have to overcome. But I think that's part of the beauty, and why I'm so relatable, and why people can be attracted to myself and my message.
Every artist that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, especially on the independent level, they say, it's great being an independent artist because I have complete creative control over my music, over my finances, over my future. But the segue is, without having the machine behind me, it can be sometimes very challenging to get out there and push my music out in different venues. And I want to ask you, what has it meant for you being an independent artist?
I've been given the privilege to be able to get to know myself and build upon myself and the different stages that I worked through. In the beginning of my career, I was making music that was good music, but I wasn't connecting to it on a deeper level. Now I finally feel like I'm at the point where I'm making music that's fully 100% myself, lyrically, sonically, image-wise, vibe, energy-wise, and I'm fully in my pocket. So I was given the ability to not be put in a box so that I could figure myself out and not be misled to thinking I was one thing just because I looked a certain way. And now, you know, I was in a cocoon and now I'm becoming into my own butterfly, and it's a beautiful feeling.
Well, that's definitely a beautiful experience, and it definitely resonates in your music. Like an old cassette, I want to kind of rewind and go back to something that you just said earlier, transparency. Not just for an artist, I think for all of us as individuals, it's very challenging, very difficult to show a level of transparency because we don't want to be judged by other people. We are scared to relinquish that kind of power to let people really get close to us. And for you as an artist, I'm seeing that your music is being used as a muse to communicate a lot of the things that you're feeling through your journey of music. How long did it take you to become comfortable within yourself to allow people in a little bit more and give them an idea who Sky Verbs is?
I've kind of, as a person, always been this way. the more you have to cover up, the harder it is for you to live your most authentic best life, but the harder it is for you to practice self-love. So I take each step with, depending on the situation, how much transparency I give. But through my music, it's full transparency. I'm not going to half tell a story or half tell my emotion. I acknowledge that transparency is hard, but I have a common respect for my music and the purpose of hip hop and R&B. I was once told that hip hop stood for higher infinite power healing our people. And how can you heal if you're not speaking the truth? So I have a common respect for the culture and for knowing that there's a difference in between the culture. And I'm just looking to put my art out there and hope that it resonates with people.
Well, the feedback that I've been seeing so far has been incredible. How does that make you feel, knowing that people are really vibing and they're really getting a better understanding of what you're trying to put out there from a musical concept?
It's a beautiful feeling, because if they're vibing with my music, then they're vibing with my message. Therefore, they're connecting to me. So I'm meeting and connecting with all these souls, regardless of if it's in person or not. And we're just all relating on a certain level and it's an investment. And it just feels good to be connected to these people and create a space where we can all feel authentic in ourselves. That's a goal for me, for sure.
How helpful has it been as far as using social media to get your music out there? Because I'm still amazed as far as, because when I started, what, about 10 years ago, I never imagined that social media would be this helpful to a lot of artists out there to propel their music and get it out there to the masses. I came from a time where artists had to go city to city, conduct interviews to promote their music, go to different record labels, go to different radio stations. And now you can sit in the comfort of your home or in your studio and promote everything that you want to do internationally. So how has that been a helpful tool for you to promote your music?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, like when we started, all you could do was record a record and try and get it in the hands of someone in some building that had a connection to somewhere and hope that for that one meeting or that one listen that it hit. Now there's a world of opportunity for social media for us to connect, create our own fan base, network, brand, do so many different kinds of things. Social media is a beautiful tool for business, and I use it as such. I try and connect my personal self on social media so that people can understand who I am and try and want to connect to my music more. I think the issue is that people relate social media to a judgment of self-value and self-worth. So as long as you know the difference, it can be really beneficial for you.
Without question, I remember an interview, this was about maybe 2 weeks ago, that Nas had given, and he was talking about social media, and to be more specific, he was talking about content, how content is free, and if you build up enough worthwhile content, you will definitely have sponsors. The sponsors will come looking for you automatically. And lo and behold, I've seen this work over time from comedians to different music artists. It is incredible the power that social media has. I'm also surprised here we are. We're in the mid part of the new year and this time is really flying by. What can we expect from you as far as upcoming performances? Because I know a lot of people, including myself, would love to see you perform live. Can we see, or is there a possibility we may see some of that taking place before the end of the year? Okay.
So I'm actually performing at the Better End in New York tonight. Have a set coming up to perform a couple records. I have a showcase that I'm headlining on August 28th at the Bowery Electric on the Lower East Side. And that'll be a beautiful, beautiful show. I have a live band with a whole lot of energy and a whole lot of soul, and I've never heard my records perform the way that they play them before. They're all church cats, so they got God inside of them, and you can really see it shine. And we've been rehearsing, and it's just been so beautiful creating moments with these people. It's different. It's so different when you have a full band and you have all of the energies on stage and everybody's just connecting and vibing. It's just like a really beautiful experience that people want to be a part of. So that's on August 28th. The show starts at 7 p.m. And those are my two main ones coming up so far, but I'm always looking and planning to perform at different places. It's where my home is up on stage.
All right. Well, the Teddy Bear's getting all kind of listeners saying, hey, how are we supposed to get there? I say, hey, look, I don't care how you get there. Just get there when you can. Planes, trains, automobile. I don't care if you have to take a camel. Make sure you get out there and see her do her thing. And you say you get that kind of energy, that live energy. After a performance, how long does it take you to come down from that kind of level of energy?
Hopefully a long time. I'd like to keep that energy as long as possible. You know, it's such a feeling. I hold on to it with every last bit of me. I like to go live stream with my shows so that I can watch them afterwards and still feel it in that moment. Because sometimes, you get lost in the moment on stage. So to look back and watch myself on stage with everybody is a beautiful moment. So if anybody wants, if they can't get there, and any type of transportation, they can always tune in at my Instagram Live, which is at Skyverb, and I will be doing my showcase live stream so that people that can't be there can still feel that same energy.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. You heard it here first, family, but far be it for me to deprive so many listeners of some classic synthetic music or blueprint music, so to speak. The new hit single, Hit Right. Tell the listeners about the new single.
So Hit Right is a record that I wrote. It's a fun record. It's a summer record. But the meaning behind it is, especially over here on the East Coast and in New York, the hustle is the whole picture. And sometimes people get lost in the hustle and don't stop for a second to realize what you wished for last year you have right now. And those moments of reflection and gratitude are just as essential as the hustle part and the pushing part. So for a while I was hustling, and I forgot to take a moment to sit back and reflect. So I was in the studio with one of my producers, Sam Sullivan, and he was like, what do you want to write about today? And I was like, I don't know, man, like maybe something about like the hustle, or, I haven't been like taking a moment to just be grateful. And he was like, what if we write something about stuff that just like hits? And I was like, the stuff that just hits right. And he was like, yeah, like anything. So we just went through a list of things that were hitting right. And in my life at that point, and put it into a song. So it's just a small reminder for don't forget during the hustle to take the moments and be proud of yourself, and those will propel you into the next hustle of your life and the next step. But just a small reminder, and it's a feel-good song, like just be proud of yourself, be grateful for the opportunities that come your way, and that there's a bigger purpose than just constantly hustling.
Well, we're definitely collectively grateful that you're joining us today. So let's get into it. The new hit single by, of course, Skyverbs with Hit Right, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Until next time, me. Oh shit, hook up on the ocean.
Very talented Sky Verbs new hit single Hit Right, available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon.com. And also, to get the latest updates, make sure you stop by her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/SkyVerbs. Also on Twitter with the same handle, and also on SoundCloud at SoundCloud.com/SkyVerbs. And last but certainly not least, Facebook, Facebook.com/SkyVerbs, and all of the official website at SkyVerbs.com. Lord have mercy. Love, it is definitely an honor for us to have you on the show, and hopefully very soon you will make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you perform here in the studio.
I'd love to be there.
So it is written, so it shall be done. Much continued success, and when that EP or that album is ready, make sure you shoot it to Teddy Bear's way so we can debut it here first. And oh, and before I foolishly forget, I want to send out a lot of love to Miss Carolyn Page for making everything like GTE, making great things come to life. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Much continued success, my love.
Thank you, Teddy. We appreciate you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.